Good afternoon, everybody. It is now 3:02 and 48 seconds, and that means that you are tuned in to the Butta on the Bread show every Wednesday at 3:02 and 48 seconds to 4 o'clock, roughly. I hope everyone's having a good day. In the news today, this is something I've never done before, but I just had something pretty neat pop up on my Facebook feed. John Murillo, a 47-year-old Canadian man, apologized today for causing an international incident last night when he drank 8 beers and swam from Canada across the Detroit River to Detroit. And I think he got fined $5,000. Which is a bummer, because if he had had $5,000 in Detroit, he probably could have bought, like, a hotel or at least a few mansions. If anyone's looking for a new place to invest in, I wouldn't call it investing. If you want to buy a nice summer house or an entire neighborhood, you should look at Detroit. I got a ton of good tunes coming your way. First off is a band I played last week, but we just got their new tape in, and they are super, super good, and they're playing this Saturday at Astorino's, so no matter what age you are, or how much money you have, you can go see them. This is Diane and the title track off their new tape, which there's only less than 20 left, so if you want one, buy it now on the Butta on the Bread show on 101.9 FM CITR, and my name's Ryan Rizel.
Thank you.
All right. That was Hagface. They're out of Calgary. The name of that track was Witch Stomp. It's a single, a very new single, actually. It was only released 4 days ago. Before that, you heard another single by a band called Tough Age out of Vancouver. That was their single, Sea of White. And before that, you heard the Failing EP, a self-titled EP, the song Colors. All three of those bands are playing on August 3rd at Pat's Pub for the Tough Age tour kickoff. And before that, we started the set off with Diane. That is the title track of their Phantoms EP. Next, I have a pair of tickets to give away. This band is a band that I've been listening to for a long, long time. The Smith Westerns. I've been loving them since I was in high school. You know, I remember playing them in the back of my pickup truck, sitting with the cheerleaders after throwing the win and catch at the big game. So they're a very nostalgic band for me indeed. God, I miss those days. Don't you? Doesn't everyone miss their high school days? That's really where I think most people peak. Anyways, the Smith Westerns have a new CD out called Soft Will, and they are coming to Vancouver on August 17th and playing at the Electric Owl. I have one pair of two tickets to give away now. If you would like to call in, the question you have to answer is who invented the first revolver? It wasn't Smith and Westerns. So call in 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487, who invented the first revolver, and you can win a chance to hear this song in person for free. And we are back. That is another lovely Vancouver band by the name of Village. And I actually saw them 2 weekends ago at the Catalano Music Festival and had the opportunity to interview them. So you can hear that song and quite a few more played live from the Maple Street stage that we recorded at our Catalano broadcast. The name of that track was Claustro, and it's off their Nowhere 7-inch released on Kingfisher Blues. And when I interviewed them, they announced that they have a new 7-inch off Kingfisher Blues coming out pretty soon. So if you like Village, keep your eyes peeled for them. Before that, you heard Mr. J. Arner. He is on tour now, but he just released a music video for that song, Surf Don't Sink. And some of the filming for that was done with the help of Mr. Duncan McHugh, host of Dunkin' Donuts, which is tomorrow from noon to 1, I believe. Another great show on CITR. So shout out to Duncan for filming that. It's a pretty fun one. And then before J. Arner, you heard Night Moves by Colored Emotions. And before that, you heard the Smith Westerns. If you would like to still win the pair of tickets, they are available. You can just name who invented the revolver, or you can just call in and tell me how badly you want them. I'll probably give them to you. Okay, moving on. Another band, which I've loved for a long, long time, the Black Lips, released a long time ago. They actually released this 4 months ago. That's not a long time, but I didn't find it until now. It's a Willie Nelson cover. A cover of that Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings did together called Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And this is the Black Lips rendition. It's on a 7-inch with Icky Blossoms. Cowboy Nights is on the other side. So be sure to, if you are a record collector, I think this is one well worth picking up. This is the Black Lips on 101.9 FM CITR.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Your babies grow up to be cowboys, 'cause they'll never stay.
should just prick up your pride. Go, go, just to show. Did you take it to heart? Well, of course I did. And did you call her a cry? With no reason why. Did you hit her back? Didn't even try. But I wish I had. You'd better stop her in your mouth. You'd better stop talking.
Sheer Agony, the name of that band. Everybody knows the name of that track. One of my faves. One of my faves. I love the chorus. Just, I hate myself. On repeat. Before that, you heard the first untitled song from the Nap Eyes Tribal Thoughts tape. That's out of Halifax. And before that, you heard the Black Lips cover of Willie Nelson's Mama Don't Let Your Babies. What is it? Turn Out to Be Cowboys? Yeah, Turn Out to Be Cowboys. All right, how much time? 15 minutes. I got something really special for you guys now. A few weeks ago, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, I played a brief phone interview that I did with a man by the name of Jerron Blind Boy Paxton, a blues and roots musician who was coming to the Vancouver Folk Fest, which happened this weekend. And let me tell you, folks, I went to the Folk Fest, and there were a lot of folks there, and most of them were not my cup of tea. But I happened to have the fortunate chance to see Jerron 4 times performing, and then the even more fortunate chance to have him come stay with me at my house for the past 3 days and hear him perform many more times. And so, on request yesterday, he came in to CITR with me and my roommate, Brock Newman, a.k.a. Bork Florkington, a.k.a. the Duke of Flork, a.k.a. Bobandy Randy. And we recorded and filmed a live in-studio session with Jerron Blind Boy Paxton, which will be coming your way soon. So keep your eyes peeled on the CITR YouTube channel and the CITR webpage in general. I'll be posting that hopefully within the next few days here. But before that, I would like to give you guys a little sneak preview and play a song for you that we recorded in Studio C of CITR. This is Jerron Paxton. I hope you enjoy.
Now, old Mr. Johnson having troubles of his own, had an old yellow cat, and it wouldn't leave his home. Did everything good for to keep the cat away. Well, it wasn't nothing doing. Say the cat was there to stay. Say the cat came back very next day. Thought he wasn't gonna, but the cat came back, for he couldn't stay away. Lordy, 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 lordy. Gave it to a man who was going out west, told him for to give it to the one he loved the best. But the track had a bump and the train jumped the rail. Nobody left alive to tell the tale, but the cat came back the very next day. Lord, he was a goner, but the cat came back, for he couldn't stay away. Lordy, 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 lordy. Dollar note, told the boy to drown it in his little oaken boat. Tied a brick around his neck and it weighed about a pound. Oh, they gotta drag the river cause the little boy drowned. But the cat came back very next day. Thought he wasn't gonna, but the cat came back, for he couldn't stay away. Lordy, 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 lordy. Mr. Johnson said he'll kill a cat on sight, so he loaded up his gun with nails and dynamite. He waited around the corner for the cat to come around. Only half a dozen pieces, Mr. Johnson's all they found. But the cat came back the very next day. Thought he wasn't gonna, but the cat came back, for he couldn't stay away. Lordy, 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 lordy.
I like that one.
That's a fun tune.
It is. I think it'd be like way more anticlimactic for me because I'm allergic to cats. So every time the cat would come back, I wouldn't be terrified. I'd just be like, oh, my allergies again.
You'd be slightly
annoyed.
Oh,
Fluffy, why do you have to do this to me?
Well, you know, you could just make some soup out of it.
Some cat soup?
There you go. It ain't kosher, but somebody likes it.
Is it not? I think it's kosher.
Cat ain't.
Cat's not kosher.
You can't eat nothing with feet.
Oh, that's right. What if it was a cat with hooves?
Then that would
be a hoof cat.
A cud-eating hoofed cat would be scary as hell. But it would be cozy, yeah.
But don't pigs have hooves?
Yeah, but they don't eat cud.
Oh, they don't eat cud.
No.
Okay.
They eat garbage.
Yeah.
And you are
so,
what you
so
eat.
So humans aren't kosher either. Cannibalism,
not
kosher.
No.
Well, there you go. You learn something new every day.
Folk ain't kosher. Well, folk can be kosher, but not for eating.
No.
Not for eating, no.
No, but you're kosher.
All the time.
I'm not.
Well, you got to work on some things.
I do.
Then, don't
I
you,
do.
Buddy?
That's right. Okay, well, we're having kosher poutine tonight.
We're having
Is
kosher poutine and we'll kosher gumbo.
Yeah, I'm kosher in your presence.
Yeah, absolutely. I will. You will be so full of kosher, you won't know what to do.
Is that a threat? Just a little tailpiece of the interview there with me and Jerron. Jerron and I. Drawn in me. Yeah, so that whole live set and synced video will be available online, coming to you soon, so be sure to stay tuned. Up next, I have a video, another live set, but recorded many years ago. This is a man named Pete Drake, and he was the first person ever to invent the talk box attached to his pedal steel. So he has a singing steel guitar. This is basically like the roots of auto-tune and all that jazz. Started with one man who, when he didn't have a cigarette in his mouth, he had the end tube of his talk box. This is a live performance of the song Forever.
His name is Pete Drake. He got the brilliant idea one time to make his steel guitar talk, and he actually does it right now with a beautiful song, Forever. Pete Drake!
Sorry about that. I'm on the phone with Rosie Petals once again. She's always calling in, and I appreciate it very much. But we don't have time for Rosie Petals right now because it's almost time to go, and I have to play this last song before Snow Whale, which is up next. Thank you for tuning in. That was Pete Drake once again with his song Forever. His whole album is singing pedal steel guitar, so you should check that out. Be sure to tune in again next week for more jams. For a last song, I would like to play a man off Mint Records. This is Rennie Wilson's album Sugar Glider, one of my favorites. I play it all the time, and this is the fifth track on the album, Feel Like a Child. And I will see you guys next week.
Looking back, I was wasting my time. I was Donate to the station and become a member of Vancouver's only community-owned and run radio station. As a member-owned cooperative, Co-op Radio doesn't have one owner. We have about 30,000 owners. We don't accept commercial advertising. We generate our revenue through donations from our members and listeners. Donate to Co-op Radio. Become a member.